بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم أما بعد About 2 weeks ago we spoke about the Sahabi Hazrat Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu was committed to the comfort of his mother and so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I entered Jannah in a dream and I heard the sound of someone reciting the Quran Sharif and when I asked who it was The reply was, this was Haritha bin Nu'man. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, كَذَلِكُمُ الْبِرْ 3 times. That rank is acquired through obedience and service to the parents. Now continuing with incidents from his life, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hijrah to Madinah Munawwara, he sent for his family in Makkah Sharif to also perform Hijrah and join him in Madinah Sharif. In due course, the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu had arrived. Hazrat Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu had the privilege of hosting them on their arrival in his home. Further, many of the houses in the close vicinity of the masjid belonged to Hazrat Haritha radiallahu anhu. This Sahabi had a heart of such generosity that one by one he gave all his houses to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to use as residences for his blessed family. Similarly, when Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha got married, they were initially staying in a house that was a slight distance from the homes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha to live closer to him and thus advised them to look for a house that was closer. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha suggested to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go and ask Hazrat Haritha radiallahu anhu for his house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Haritha radiallahu anhu has moved from his house so many times for our sake that I feel shy to suggest to him that he move once again. As soon as Hazrat Haritha radiallahu anhu learned of what had transpired, he moved out of his home and presented himself before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have learnt that you want Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha to move from where she is so that she can live closer to you. These are my houses and from all the houses of the Banu Najjar clan, they are the closest to you. I, together with my wealth, belong solely to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, By Allah, the wealth that you take from me is more beloved to me than the wealth that you leave for me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remarked, you are true in what you say. May Allah ta'ala shower his blessings upon you. Accordingly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam accepted the house from Hazrat Haritha radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha had moved in. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were prepared to sacrifice everything, even their own lives, for the comfort and happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and first and foremost for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had loved Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, and they understood that the goodness in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat, and it will be a great boon for them if they have to offer whatever they have to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the happiness of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Today also, let us think that are we prepared to sacrifice our comforts, our mindset, our thinking, our ways, our mannerisms for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To leave out what my family wants, what my wife's and children's demands are, and what people will think about me, what society will say, for the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to adopt that, not to worry about people, whether I'm in public, whether I'm in my home, and in whatever I do, to make sure that I do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of our ulama was showing me, he said, Hazrat Maulana Inam al-Hassan rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned a very beautiful statement. He said, it's not necessary for a person to practice upon every single sunnah. Certain sunnahs a person will not be able to practice, or it will be difficult for him to practice upon. But whatever a person is doing in his daily life, he should make sure that that conforms to the sunnah. He is sleeping every day, do it according to the sunnah. He is using the toilet, Do it according to the sunnah. Whatever a person is doing, and make sure and ensure that whatever he is doing, then he should do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the great lesson we learn here is to sacrifice for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in our time to sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as a way for us to show our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should make fulfilling his wishes and pleasing him our main priority in life. Hence we should strive our utmost to fulfill every sunnah, abstain from all sins, and lead a life of piety and purity. And this is what will please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. Although Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that Hazrat Haritha radiallahu anhu would have been pleased to give his home for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want to take advantage and impose on him, and so he didn't ask him. Furthermore, in other ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to place all our needs before Allah. Likewise, sometimes we know of a person by nature, he finds it difficult to turn people away and to say no to them. We should not take advantage of such people and put him into difficulty. Instead, we should turn to Allah Ta'ala and trust in him. Recently, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahib Dhamma Barakatum, explaining to the students, said that we should not ask from people. And also indirectly we shouldn't ask. One is we ask directly from someone, and one is we use a certain methodology, certain way, and we ask them indirectly, with ishara, with presenting ourselves at the time when something is happening, and we look expectantly at the person that I also want from you. So we shouldn't ask from people directly or indirectly, we should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the lives of our pious predecessors, they were going through abject poverty, but they looked at that one hadith, which is mentioned in Fazail al-Sadaqat. When a person makes sabr for about a year, he makes sabr over his difficulty without expressing it and putting it before people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon himself to provide this person with 1 year's sustenance. It is through pleasing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that one will earn the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should look for opportunities where we can gain this dua. One easy opportunity that we get 5 times a day is to read salah in the first saf. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the people that occupy the first saf. If you want that dua, occupy the first saf. Secondly, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then it is mentioned in the hadith, whoever sends durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes dua for that person. And last and most, no, we won't say most important, but lastly and also important is that we should open our hearts and homes to guests. And secondly, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This aspect of opening our homes to guests, as we have mentioned previously, our own family members, then it becomes a burden upon us. Man is feeling it hard to take care of his own parents or family members, which was very common in the past. People's hearts were very, very vast and very happy, happily received family members. And now everybody wants to be independent on their own. They don't want this extra burden. So we should open our homes to guests. It was the habit of Sahaba. They didn't have enough food for themselves. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They would feed the guests and they would go hungry. They would host a guest in their homes, although they had very, very little means. So this sunnah we should revive. And if we cannot open our hearts and our homes completely, then it does not mean that we should close them completely. Rather, we should give what we can manage and make dua to Allah Ta'ala to accept it and bless us with the ability to give more. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.